在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. One of the nation's largest independent mortgage lenders has been taken over by the federal government after a determination the California-based thrift was unsound. The decision by the Office of Thrift Supervision comes after efforts by IndyMac to raise capital and stay afloat amid tumbling home prices and soaring foreclosures failed.The takeover of IndyMac is one of the largest closures of a financial institution in U.S. history. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which is taking over IndyMac, estimates the cost of the bank's failure to its insurance fund will be between $4 and $8 billion. That news came after the stock market had closed. Meanwhile, the bears were rampaging on Wall Street again today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average briefly fell below 11,000 for the first time in 2 years. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Once again, the twin threats of rising oil prices and the credit market downturn hit stocks hard. Investors were once again worried about the fate of the mortgage finance giants Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. A report in the New York Times said the government was considering a rescue plan for the companies. Their shares fell sharply, although they later rebounded. That happened after an unconfirmed report later denied that the Fed was ready to open its discount lending window to the companies. Meanwhile, oil prices hit $147 a barrel before falling back again. Iran's missile tests have revived worries about unrest in the Middle East, and a labor strike by Brazilian oil workers is imminent. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
With shares of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac essentially in free fall today, President Bush was given a private briefing on the situation by Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. Paulson assured the president that along with Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke, he will be working on the issue. Democratic presidential hopeful Barack Obama says the U.S. can't afford to wait for bold action on the energy front. Obama outlined his plans during a campaign stop in Ohio. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Obama blamed high oil prices for threatened job losses at an Ohio auto plant, an airline, and a cargo facility. He says the U.S. needs to cut its dependence on imported oil for the sake of jobs, as well as the environment and national security. Obama quoted his Republican rival, John McCain, who says short-sighted politicians are to blame for fostering that foreign oil dependence over the last 30 years.
I could not agree more. John McCain is exactly right.The only problem is that during those 30 years of inaction, Senator McCain was one of those politicians in Washington for 26.
Obama criticized McCain for failing to back government investment in alternative sources of energy and much more stringent fuel economy standards. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Dayton, Ohio.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 128 points to close at 11,100 for the week. The Dow lost 1.6%. The Nasdaq fell 18 points. The S&P dropped 13 points today. This is NPR. Defense Department officials now say they have confirmed remains found Wednesday in Iraq were those of two U.S. soldiers kidnapped in May of last year.Military says Army Sergeant Alex Jimenez and Private Byron Foti were kidnapped in a volatile area south of Baghdad. Foti's stepfather said he is still in shock after a military notification team came to his home in Michigan yesterday, where he also said the news comes as sad relief to finally know what happened. The Bush administration was pushing the UN Security Council to punish Zimbabwe's president for political violence in the country, but the resolution to impose targeted sanctions failed today, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Britain's ambassador to the UN, John Soares, called it a missed opportunity to help resolve the violence and oppression in Zimbabwe.
The Security Council has failed to shoulder its responsibility to do what it can to prevent a national tragedy deepening and spreading its effects across southern Africa.
Russia and China both vetoed the resolution, which would have imposed an arms embargo on Zimbabwe and financial and travel restrictions on 14 officials, including President Robert Mugabe. Council members were divided as to whether the sanctions would pressure Mugabe and his supporters to negotiate with the opposition or whether they would complicate the situation. Mugabe went ahead with a runoff even after his opponent pulled out in the face of political violence. The Bush administration called the election a sham. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
President Bush today continued his efforts to prod Congress to permit drilling for oil in offshore waters and in the Alaskan Wildlife Refuge as a means of bringing down gas prices. Mr. Bush, at a meeting with his senior economic advisors, said one answer to soaring prices for gasoline and oil is to increase supply by tapping the vast potential of crude oil reserves in those spots. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.